In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the teaching of the Lord is taught by Saint Paul, and the teaching of Saint Paul is like an echo of Jesus' admonition. So it is important to understand that Saint Paul and Jesus are not asking us to separate material things as bad and spiritual realities as good. It would be like the heresy in my region of France, in the southwest of France and in the north of Italy. In the Middle Age, Catharism was spread everywhere, teaching a Manichaeist doctrine, and for them everything of the material creation was the creation of the devil, and only the spiritual creation was the creation of God. So family, transmission of life, everything that was more material was for them the field, the world of the demon. Saint Paul is not telling us that physical things are bad in themselves, and our Lord Jesus is not telling us that we should quit our jobs and go around dressed like the lilies of the fields. The church has always fought against this heresy, and Saint Dominic, famous Saint Dominic, used the weapon of the rosary to restore the truth in the church. He is the champion and the victorious champion against this heresy of Manichaeism and Catharism. So Jesus our Lord is using a comparison with beautiful images of the flowers in the fields to teach us about setting our priorities in life so that no one could fail to distinguish the best from the worst. Therefore, we are told to give up not the material goods, but the misuse or abuse of material things. They are not bad in themselves because they were created by God. In the book of Genesis, it is said that the creation is good and even very good. And these material realities are necessary to keep our souls and body together. The love of man and woman is good, and it is God's plan. It is ordained by God at creation of life and for love. The psalmist tells us that bread is to strengthen man's heart and wine to gladden his soul, especially if it is French wine. But this is not, it is my personal comment. It does not engage the authority of the church. Cattle, it is also in the Psalms, cattle and herbs are for the service of man. But when human love is twisted unto lust, uncleanness and immodesty, or when the food of the earth is taken for gluttony, or when wine serves to annihilate the mind rather than to gladden the human soul, when we allow things like this to happen, God's good gifts begin to work for evil rather than for our good and for our eternal salvation. This is the elementary good sense. Saint Paul demonstrates that the misuse of material things often brings its own penalty. And he is also telling us that if, on the other hand, we are prudent, with our use of material things, we will begin to reap the rewards of spiritual things: charity, joy, modesty, chastity, peace, and so on. And this teaching is very good to protect us from our postmodern materialism in our Western countries of abundance of wealth, and also to protect us against the current pessimistic thoughts, you know, with this kind of new ideology telling us that the earth would be better without the humankind, with only animals, big forests, and wilderness. We are not the followers of the Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. On the contrary, our Lord is telling us very much that all these goods are good, but we should not be preoccupied with material things, with the piling up of wealth and provisions and clothing and so on. We should be devoting more of our time to the spiritual side of our nature. And if we do our best, the providence of God will provide what we need. Not that we should ignore the material needs, but that by focusing on the spiritual reality of the kingdom of heaven, we will be able to make use of God's material gift in a way that is good for our human nature and our supernatural vocation, the kingdom of heaven. And we will be able to have those spiritual gifts St. Paul speaks about. This is the reason for Christian practices like penance, fasting, or abstinence from meat on penitential days. For we know that often our wills are weak. We know that it is easy to slide back to the pagan practices St. Paul denounces, to give up the superfluous cares, worries, or comfort helps us learn discipline over ourselves. It enables us to think clearly in setting our priorities and to focus on the kingdom of God. Jesus is simply telling us with these beautiful images of the gospel of today that we must keep things in perspective. The birds of the air and the lilies of the field certainly glorify God with their great beauty and majesty. We too, human beings, we glorify God when we do our daily duties with His honor in mind. Without God's honor in mind, our labors will be crass and without glory. But with God's honor as our main motivation, our life is meaningful and our existence will be like the lilies of the fields and the birds of the air. This gospel, apparently very poetic for this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, is a great opportunity to think about what is important, what really matters, and what we prioritize. It is really a good time to renew our efforts at self-discipline. Again, none of the things of the created material world are evil in themselves. They only become evil when we put them to the wrong use, in a way that is not consistent with God's glorification, with God's plan. We were created to be part of that glorification. Seek first the kingdom of God and His justice, and all of these other things will be given you besides. Charity, joy, peace, patience, and all the rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.